آپ ہیں ایس بی ایس ہندی کے ساتھ اور خبروں کے لیے جائیں sbs.com.au/hindi پر. آپ جڑے ہیں ایس بی ایس ہندی ریڈیو کے ساتھ. مترو بہت جلد ایک بہت ہی بڑی ورچوئل کانفرنس ہونے والی ہے, انڈیا گلوبل ویک. یہ ہوگی 9 سے لے کر 11 جولائی تک, اور اس سال اس کا وشے ہے بی دا ریوائول انڈیا اینڈ اے بیٹر نیو ورلڈ. تو اس میں 5,000 سے زیادہ لوگ بھاگ لینے والے ہیں دنیا بھر سے, اور ہم چرچا کر رہے ہیں آسٹریلیا کے مکھیہ آیوجک دیپین روگانی کے ساتھ, جو کہ آسٹریلیا اینڈ کنٹری والے پکش کے بارے میں ہمیں اور جانکاری دیں گے. یہ بات چیت انگریزی میں ہوگی. A lot of you must be aware that we are going to have the India Global Week 2020 from the 9th to 11th of July. And in this context, I'm going to speak to Dipen Rugani, who is the main organizer for the Australia and country aspect of this huge global trade conference. So welcome to the Hindi show, Dipen.
Thank you, Kumud.
Tell me, there are going to be more than 5,000 participants in a virtual conference, and it's supposed to be the biggest international event on India's globalization story. So tell us a little about it in a nutshell.
Sure. We've been working with an organization called India Incorporated, which is a media group out of the UK, for a number of years now. Mm-hmm. And they've been holding the UK India Week every year. Through some investments, they've expanded their businesses through to a number of countries. And this year, they've planned to hold the India Global Week 2020 event. And it is an event that is titled Be the Revival, mm-hmm. India and a Better New World. And it looks at many different aspects in regards to trade and investment. But really, it's actually here, this whole event is to reignite, you know, the and energize the understanding and the challenges, you know, that have happened through this pandemic that we're all traversing through at the moment. And the event is not only to understand the challenges, but to make informed decisions, you know, in how to rebuild the post-pandemic world. And from our perspective, you know, to build the optimism and the character and the course, and taking the course of action that India, you know, can take in concert with global economies to revive and rebuild for a better and brighter future. So it's very much focused on India. Yeah. And it looks at how different countries, for example, the US, the UK, Japan, Canada, Singapore, and of course, most importantly here, Australia, how these economies can work together with India and help each other to rebuild for a better and brighter future. As you know, that today there's been major shifts in the geopolitics.
Absolutely.
And geoeconomics.
Yes.
Across the world. Yes. and particularly with some of the challenges that we're facing with China. You know, a number of countries are very focused on the positivity that they can create beyond COVID-19, and this event is very much focusing on the positivity that India presents to the world and how the world can work with India to rebuild.
That sounds really interesting. So are we ready to write a new chapter to the India-Australia business ties, and who will be the authors of this new chapter?
Absolutely. As you know, a few weeks ago, the first ever virtual summit happened between our two prime ministers, Prime Minister
Yes.
Morrison and Prime Minister Modi.
Yeah.
9 MOUs were signed, you know, there was a warm feeling between the two. And all too often, you know, when there is amazing feeling of camaraderie between the two leaders. Everything else seems to follow afterwards, yeah, in a positive
indeed
manner. So Newland Global Group is working with India Incorporated on the Australia stream, in-country stream for the India Global Week. We have six sessions in there. And you asked about who are, you know, the actors that will sure be, you know, playing an important role in the Australia-India relationship. In the six sessions, we have the creme de la creme of the actors. We have diplomats, we have ambassadors, we have senior business leaders, we even have sports stars.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, the focus is a broad-based approach to the relationship. You know, the first session focuses on the India-Australia relationship from the ambassador's perspective. So we've got the high commissioners there. The sessions following that, mm-hmm, we're talking to the authors of the India Economic Strategy and the Australia Economic Strategy, which were commissioned by both governments,
right,
Peter Varghese and Ambassador Anil Wadhwa.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a surprise in that session too, which people will have to join in to listen to see what the surprise is.
Right.
we have a session on the manufacturing sector too, where we feel that there is an immense opportunity for synergies, where we're looking at advanced manufacturing, robotics and artificial intelligence. India has an ambition to become a manufacturing hub, and in order to do so, it needs intellectual property and it needs assistance from countries like Australia, who are already, have manufacturers that are focused on,
sure,
artificial intelligence and so on. So we're looking at, you know, India's aspirations,
mm-hmm,
and Australia's strengths coming together in this sector.
That should be a great blend, I think. And given that we discussed the geopolitical situation today, India and China, for that matter, Australia and China, how much will India stand to gain out of this new relationship?
I think both countries would gain. I don't think it's a one-way street.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to focus on a two-way street.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Australia is dependent on China in a massive way. Their trade is of goods and services is almost $200 billion a year. Now, of course, we've all know living in this country that there's been some aggression from China towards Australia,
mm-hmm,
and Australia has realized that all of its eggs literally were in,
sure,
the China basket.
Sure.
So in this scenario, Australia is looking for new friends. India has always been a priority country for, mm-hmm, Australia. And, you know, Australia hasn't really been that much of a priority to India. But in today's world, when you see the aggression of China, when you see middle countries coming together, where, you know, superpowers like the US and China are at headlocks with each other.
Sure.
Middle powers are now coming together when you talk about geopolitics.
Mm-hmm.
So Australia and India have always been natural partners, and India has now realized this, and a lot of emphasis and a lot of energy is going in from India into Australia. Hence the commissioning of the Australia Economic Strategy by the Indian government.
Absolutely. Now tell me, how can the ordinary person, the diaspora here, the Indian Australians and Indians, how can they all come together to blend the better relationship in trade for both the countries?
Look, that's a very good question, Kumud. I've one of the first sessions that I attended and I spoke at for the UK-India week, I actually travelled to London, was on the diaspora dividend. You know, what role does a diaspora play,
mm-hmm,
in connecting the two countries? And, you know, that is probably the most important connectivity that we have between the two countries,
sure,
at this moment. We call that the living bridge.
Uh-huh.
Almost 700,000 Indians that are living in Australia. have so many connectivities to India in many different ways, not just business, but culture, family, friends, art, sports. And so across the board, we're seeing that the relationship between India and Australia at a government-to-government level is as strong as it's ever been. And what that does is that allows the Indian diaspora to then come into the picture, because there is a huge amount of confidence in the diaspora to connect. If you look at how India has emerged globally, in a friendly way, you can see that that has actually reverberated back to the diaspora in the respective countries. Now, I grew up in London,
sure,
and the Indian diaspora is very strong there, and they've evolved in such a magnificent way that, you know, the government and businesses utilize the diaspora for a positive, engagement with India. And that is highly respected by their counterparts in India too. So we in Australia, as the Indian diaspora, have a wonderful opportunity to rejuvenate, if you want to call it that, and re-energize and reignite this energy with optimism. And this event, India Global Week, truly does bring India to the forefront and highlight its positivities. Now, you know, it's all good, you know, trying to talk about all the negativities, but ultimately, you know, we resonate towards a positive,
sure,
relationship with India, and that's what we need to focus on. And what you focus on is what you get back.
And that's so nice. But what you focus on, you get back, and you're looking at it very positively. Sure.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's important, and for me, I've always grown up with and I'll be totally honest with you, my Guruji told me, you know, he's one of his important lessons towards me is, you know, think positive and the rest will follow. And so I've always felt that way. So, you know, again, when you look at the bigger picture and the pandemic that we're going through, that there's a lot of, you know, stress, anxiety, et cetera, et cetera. And we need to, look at some of the positives beyond that. And, you know, Australia and India certainly have a lot of work to do there. As I said, they're natural partners going forward. And the Indian community here, the diaspora, has a very important role to play in that whole movement. And, I've been involved in this, as you know, for almost two decades. And I've not felt a more positive energy between the two countries at a government-to-government level, at a business-to-business level, at a geopolitical level, at a geoeconomic level. If you look at some of the dialogue that is happening in the media and the press, if you have a look at in both countries, there's a lot of goodwill, and there's a real innate want to connect with each other.
That's
right. You know, and that is so important today. And so wherever the diaspora are focused on, whether it's culture, sport, business, this particular event will give them the impetus and the energy to reignite. And also, one of the things that is important is, you know, to be able to take action. It's all good talking about it, but what are the actions that we need to take to go forward?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, not only the Australia country session, but you've got sessions in the US, in the UK, in Singapore, in Japan. And, you know, these countries have, the diaspora in these countries have similar journeys to the diaspora, the Indian diaspora in Australia. So it'd be worthwhile even tuning into some of the sessions. You know, there are 75 sessions, there'll be over 250 speakers, and as you said before, over 5,000 global participants, which will be the biggest ever, you know, international event focusing on India's globalization.
Sure. And how do people join in, Dipen?
Look, it's very easy. It's free to register.
Yeah.
They would have to, the easiest way I can tell you is if they Google India Global Week, and, you know, they'll get a link. If they click on that link,
sure,
to go to the website, on the top right-hand corner of the website or in the middle, you can register now. All you've got to do is put your details in, and you're registered.
Fantastic. On that very positive note, I must say that You've given us a virtual snapshot of the virtual conference that's to happen, and let's hope for the best for all the countries and for the pandemic to end soon.
Thank you very much, Kumud. Thank you for your support, and hopefully we'll catch up with you again.
Sure. Thank you for your time, Dipen.
Take care.
And all the best for the event.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Pleasure. Bye. ऐसी ही और कहानियाँ सुनना चाहते हैं? Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify या फिर जहाँ आप podcast सुनते हैं, वहाँ हम हैं।